Every year, Massachusetts spends tens of thousands of dollars to bring people facing criminal charges who are out of state back to court here. It's not local law enforcement moving detainees, it's private prison transport companies. And one of the biggest in the country, often used by Massachusetts agencies, is infamous for its treatment of people in its care. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning has the story of one Massachusetts woman and what she experienced in the back of one of those companies' vans. And warning to listeners now, this story contains a description of sexual assault.
One night in November 2015, Smith was feeling desperate. She was 24, a year out of jail after serving time on gun charges, but she couldn't get her life back on track. She was on probation and struggling with drugs. She wanted to go back to school to be a better mom to her son. She was watching TV when something caught her eye.
And a commercial came on, and it was like one of those, do you or a loved one need help with substance use or something like that? And so I called the phone number, and literally I was on a plane like the next day.
The next few weeks she spent in sunny Southern California at a rehab. Smith felt better than she had in a long time. She was on probation still and wasn't supposed to leave the state, but she stayed in touch with her probation officer on the phone. The officer seemed happy with how Smith's treatment was going. So when the U.S. Marshals showed up in December, Smith was surprised to know they were there for her. She spent Christmas in the L.A. County Jail. A week later, two guards working for a company called Prisoner Transportation Services of America, or PTS, showed up. They were there to take her back to Massachusetts on a probation warrant. They put her in a van.
And there were just these people in the back seat, men, and they're like, we've been in here for days. They were like, get ready for the trip from hell.
Smith rode in a small metal compartment that they called the bird cage. She felt the temperatures drop and spike as they drove from desert to cooler climates. The van rarely stopped between pickups. The men in the van urinated in bottles. Smith stopped drinking water so she wouldn't have to use the bathroom.
It was just jail stops, prison stops, picking people up, dropping people off, picking people up, dropping people off.
On day 12, they stopped in Atlantic City to drop off a prisoner. Smith says that's when one of the guards, Jermaine Taylor, started complaining about the trash in the back.
As this one younger kid goes in to start cleaning up the back of the van, Officer Taylor has his hand in between my legs, outside of my jeans, and he's just kind of like touching like the inside of my thighs.
Taylor had Smith at the side door, at the entrance to the birdcage, out of view. Smith's hands were cuffed to her waist, her legs shackled. She had nowhere to go.
And then he takes his hand and he moves it up to my waist. And he puts his hand down my pants. As he's directing this kid in the back seat to pick up trash.
Smith said she never felt more demeaned and degraded.
I was scared of the fact that I didn't know what would happen if I did the wrong thing. So I just didn't do anything.
Smith is her last name. We're not using her full name because WBUR doesn't name victims of sexual assault without their consent. Taylor has denied in court that he sexually assaulted Smith. 2 days later, day 14, they pulled into a jail in Middleton, Massachusetts. The guards unloaded Smith, but Taylor wasn't done with her. He handed her a piece of paper, she says. It had his name and number on it. Taylor told her they could, quote, finish what they started, a police report says.
So I immediately put it in my pocket, got in as soon as I saw the Sallyport door close shut. I just asked to talk to a female officer.
That led to a trip to the hospital, a rape kit, an interview with a detective, and almost a year later, sex assault charges against Taylor in Atlantic County, New Jersey. Smith is also suing Taylor and PTS in federal court. Taylor pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of criminal sexual assault. He and PTS are both fighting the civil suit.
WBUR's Allie Jarmanning joins us in the studio now to tell us more about this case. Allie, have there been other cases like Smith's?
There's been a lot of reporting on PTS and their subsidiaries. The New York Times and the Marshall Project in 2016 detailed deaths on the vans, plus sexual assaults, abuse, and severe neglect committed by PTS guards. And it was those kind of reports that led Senator Elizabeth Warren and two of her colleagues to demand answers from PTS. Massachusetts, after all, has used PTS to move 460 adults over the last 4 years. So in February, the congressional members requested information about how the company keeps prisoners safe and asked how many prisoners in PTS custody have died or been injured or sexually abused. And in response, PTS's president didn't say how many people have been hurt or abused in the company's care. Instead, he said transporting prisoners is a, quote, inherently difficult business, and that PTS has, quote, taken a leadership role in attempting to improve the industry standards of prisoner transportation. He listed several best practices PTS encourages governments to include in contracts.
And so what are some of those? Does Massachusetts require those best practices?
Well, they include working video cameras, heating and air conditioning, and segregated prisoner seating. And it's not clear that Massachusetts has adopted any of these best practices. In its request for bids last year, the state probation service only specified that prisoner transport companies must comply with federal laws, be available 24/7, and, quote, accommodate special needs offenders. Massachusetts officials with both the probation department and the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which oversees the parole department, said they wouldn't comment on the use of PTS or Smith's experience. They cited the lawsuit filed by Smith, even though no state agencies or officials are named in the suit.
And what does PTS say, or anyone representing this guard?
So PTS didn't respond to multiple requests for comment I made, and the civil attorney representing both PTS and the guard, Taylor, refused to answer questions when I met him at a hearing for Taylor's criminal case in New Jersey last month. That criminal case is scheduled to go to trial in August. His defense attorneys also didn't want to talk.
And so what do you think Smith wants to see come from this?
So it's been more than 3 years since her journey from L.A. to Massachusetts, and since then she's gone back to rehab and is off drugs. She completed her probation, and she has full custody of her son and is studying to become a psychologist. I spoke to Smith again after the recent court hearing in New Jersey. She told me she wants to make sure other detainees are treated better than she was.
I think it's horrific that the state of Massachusetts paid thousands of dollars for me to sit on a van for 14 days and then be sexually assaulted.
And she wants to see Taylor held accountable for what he did. She plans to testify against him when his trial date comes.
WBUR's Allie Jarmanning, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.